Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Deb Miller. She is one of the leaders of the annual Perry Community Christmas Dinner. So, Deb, thank you so much for joining me again this year.
Yay. Thank you, Joe, for having us. We're excited about it. It's getting real close, so we're getting real excited about our 12th year. So we can't believe it's 12 years already, but time goes by.
Absolutely. Well, let's dive right into it. First of all, just take us through the basics of the Christmas dinner, which is happening on Christmas Day, correct?
Right. This is the 25th from 11 to 1:30. That's not that we wouldn't serve you after 1:30, but we see the big crowd happens about noonish or 12:30, and it's a wonderful dinner. We have ham and pork loin and turkey, and homemade mashed potatoes, gravy, dressing, assorted salads, desserts, rolls, butter, candy on the tables, cookie bag to go home with. So we're covering everything for you for that day. So it's a delicious meal.
All right, where is it being hosted this year?
It's always hosted at the Elks. This is a free dinner, and the Elks donate the building for us. It's not an Elk function. They just donate the building, which we've been so grateful for, because we have the cooking facility and the handicapped and the parking. It all seems to work so well for us there that we've just continued. So we thank the Elks many times for that. And the dinner, and then we need to know that it's a free dinner. And I do want to stress that nothing costs, but we do have a can out, because we found that in the past, some people don't want a free dinner. They are absolutely wanting to pay. And so we have the donation can out there. We collected over $1,000 last year, and all that money goes right straight to our food pantry here in Perry. So it stays within the Perry area. People like that. They like to be able to donate, you know, as you feel you want to put into that. All the meal is donated by businesses in the community. For example, Tyson. I hate to pick somebody out without another, but Tyson donates loins and hams and Fairway hams, Hy-Vee. They do gravy and rolls and butter and on and on. Dallas County is new to our agenda this year for donating. They are actually doing the dressing for us, the Dallas County Hospital, where Raleigh was doing it before. With their changeover, Raleigh, we kind of felt that was a little bit maybe more for them to handle this year. So we're trying that. And we've also got the Perry Retired Teachers Association helping with donating salads and desserts. What we go is into the community after the initial basic dinner is provided by the local businesses. Then we go into the community and we ask different organizations for help with the salads and desserts. And I usually ask 12. This year we kind of did 6 and 6, so they can decide who wants to do them. So this year we've got Trinity Lutheran, and we got the Retired Teachers, the Presbyterian Church. We usually use about 4 organizations, and that's came together really well. So we've had no worries there. Volunteers, we used 50 volunteers, 25 in the morning, 25 in the afternoon. Again, we're full. I mean, that's wonderful that we're full already. I've had a lot of calls, but I tell them, just please come and eat with us, because now that we've got the volunteers filled. What we could use right now is cookies and candies. And I don't really need to know about that. You don't need to call me. What we do is we bag those, make them into, I don't know, 4 or 5 to a bag, give them out at the door. And I found that a lot of the older folks, after they've had their dinner, they say that their supper is their cookies. So they really enjoy taking home that cookie. So we kind of take care of your day for you. You're more than welcome to come at 11 o'clock and stay till 1:30, which happens a lot. They see their friends there and they visit. Oh, I haven't seen Joe in a long time, or Alice, or whoever. And they love to see their friends there. So it is a community event.
Absolutely. That's a lot of information there. How many people are you expecting this year, and how many people do you typically have each year for this event?
Well, last year we were between 375 and 4. So we calculate about 400. In the past years, that's about where we've stayed. So I'm hoping that it'll be around that amount. We're supposed to have good weather, and that really plays a part in the day of getting people there. We also deliver. So if you are homebound and you cannot get there, you call us up at the Elks on the day of the event. Like, maybe start calling about 9:30 or 10 o'clock, and we will take your order and we will deliver you a meal, or how many meals you need. But if you can get to the event, we really like to have you come because you can socialize.
Absolutely. Now, I just have one more question for you, and it kind of gets down into the meat and potatoes of the whole event. Why do you feel like it's an important thing to have and to keep going on into the future?
Well, I think it's a great tradition for our town. And what my vision for that, when we brought it to Perry, was to make it a tradition and also make it that we're all on the same page for one day. It doesn't matter if you're the mayor, who will be there this year, because he's going to volunteer from a person that is, you know, lonely, homeless. Anybody is welcome for this dinner to help or to eat with us. And we're all on the same page that day. And I just love that feeling of that togetherness and that sharing for that day. And so that was my vision, and I feel like that's really coming together. That's what it is.
All right. Well, Deb Miller with the Perry Community Christmas Dinner, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
Well, this is all about our community. It isn't me or Larry Meacham or anybody. Everybody donates to this, which is another way of saying how this is a community event. We're all in this together, and we all put in our piece to the puzzle, and that's what makes this work. So yeah, come and eat with us. We'd love to have you, and I don't think you'll be disappointed.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Deb Miller. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.